Hey, podcast fans. This is podcast 23 of the Blind World Podcast. I'm Shane Jackson, and I'm located in Hoover, Alabama, in the USA, in the little community of River Chase, out here behind the big Galleria Mall outlet, whatever it is, the place I don't like to go, because there's too many people and too much noise. I got some good feedback via email. I don't have a comment line, and I don't think I ever will, because I don't do the comment line thing. But I got an email from Jamie Pauls of the Access Watch podcast. He did a wonderful deal on iTunes. If you want to use that package, you need to listen to Jamie's Access Watch. He's at www.accesswatch.info. Go over there and pay him a visit, because he's totally cool. And he sent me feedback on my Theophilos podcast, and he wanted to know some information about the Nokia 6682, because I had mentioned it in that podcast. The Nokia 6682 is available from Singular, and it has the 850 megahertz band. I'm not sure if they make a 900 megahertz band version or not, or I think it's 1800. I don't know. No, 18 and 19 are what it has, and it you've got to have either 900 or 850. 900 for T-Mobile and the rest of the world, 850 for Singular. So I think they make two versions of it. You need to check and find out if you're with T-Mobile. But the phone is just absolutely fantastic. I'll go ahead and describe it to you. What the phone looks like. I have it right here. And let me just slow down the speech on it so that you will be able to understand what's being said. I'm going to try to point the speaker. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't want Braille. I don't have a Braillino yet. Okay, let me see if I can get the speech down. Yeah, there we go. Okay, that's going to be a little slow, but since the speaker's a little tinny, I figure you'll need it at that speed, and that's fine. When I'm done, I'll speed her back up to 7, because I can't stand to hear it that low, but I understand everybody else can. I'm using Eloquence, by the way. Let's talk about our options. I got this phone from Singular. Excuse me from pfing into the microphone. I don't like doing that, and I make no excuse for it. I shouldn't even be doing it, but I've got the microphone. Actually, I'm using the little Omni. I'm not using the big one, because once again, I don't have a stand and I don't want to hold it in my hand while I'm working here. So if this is not satisfactory audio, please let me know. And you shouldn't hear the noise that you heard on the Theophilos podcast. That was the Index Braille embosser that's sitting above me, the Index Basic D. I had it turned on. I'd been printing, embossing some stuff, and I had the embosser turned on, and it was woofing rather loudly. I thought it was this laptop. I was like, my goodness, couldn't HP do something about the laptop here? But alas, I blame the wrong deal. It wasn't HP. Now then, you have several options with this phone. You can download demos of Talk Screen Reader, and that's from nuance.com, N-U-A-N-C-E, like a nuance in music. You know, the nuances of Bjork sound just fantastic, or Bjork, as she says. I'm woofing again, but there's nothing I can do. I've got this hanging on a cord around my neck, and that's the only way I can do it. Yeah, download Talks and try it. It's a good little program. It even comes with some form of magnification called Zooms. It's really cool. I don't care about the magnification. I have artificial eyes. If I start seeing magnification, this will become a very Christian podcast. I'd be preaching right here. No, Jonathan, I'm not going to do that on this podcast. Mr. Mosen loves my southern accent. Shane Jackson from Hoover, Alabama. Do I sound like Jonathan Mosen imitating a Southerner? Shane Jackson? I've never said Jackson as my last name. My last name is Jackson. Or as they say in New Zealand, my last name is Jackson. Jackson. That is so cool. New Zealanders have such a cool way of speaking English. I don't want to call it an accent because it isn't. It's a dialect. It's fabulous. Fibulous. No. I'm poking fun. Fabulous. Anyway, we'll save that for another podcast. That and my comments I was going to make about the Brownout Empower, which I wish I had. But anyway, let's get on with it here, folks. Don't you hate when podcasters start rambling like that? I do. I can't stand it. So here, we have the Nokia 6682. Now, this is a heavy, heavy phone. I'm going to turn the power off. I want to play with the phone. This is a hefty little phone. It weighs a good bit, especially the back end. I don't know, the camera's built in, and it's a heavy phone. Now, where's my 6600? Oh, I don't think it's up here anymore. Where's my 6600? Where is my 6600 phone? Oh, mercy. The reason I want to get the 6600 phone is because... Nope, I can't get it. Never mind. Is it in the top drawer here? Nope. Anyway. It's a little longer than the 6600, as best I can remember. And it's a little wider. 6600 was the phone I used, the venerable, I might add, phone I used for many months. And it did well over a year. And it suited me just wonderfully. But... when I went with Singular, I had to get a new phone, and I chose the 6682. Looking back here to see if I can find it. Nope, it's not up here. Okay, well, we'll do what we got. It's thinner than the 6600. It's a candy bar type phone. It's round, not as rounded off as the 6600. The 6600 had rounded off edges. These are still rounded off, but they're rounded to a point, like a dull point. It's not sharp. It's just a dull point. So it's a rectangle that we're dealing with. The top two-thirds of the rectangle are taken up by the speaker for the phone and the display screen. On the top end of the phone, as it's lying down on the top of the laptop, on the end facing away from you is the speaker. I find that interesting. On the bottom, in front of you, is on the very left-hand side. This is the end now. The end directly facing your belly or your chest, wherever you got it sitting. On the very bottom left, you'll find the power input. Standard Nokia adapter. So if you've already got one, you don't need a new one. They'll send one, but you don't need it. Lithium battery, by the way. I find it's comparable to other phones. It lasts a pretty good bit. No complaints with the battery. no problem with talks using excess battery power either. Next to the power outlet is the pop port slot. Nokia has what's called the pop port TM, or pop port trademark. And the pop port is where you plug in your headphones or your Bluetooth or stuff like that. Not your Bluetooth. Why would you want to plug Bluetooth into a pop port? That's about stupid, Mr. Jackson. Jackson? Mr. Jackson? Anyway, you plug your headphones or whatever else you want to plug in there. And the headphones that come with the phone are okay. I don't like them that much, but they're all right. So here we go. Let's look at the phone's left side, since we're focused on the end. The only button on the left edge of the phone, the left side, which is very narrow. It's a narrow ridge going up the phone. There's a ridge that goes around the phone. It's really nice looking. It looks like a band, but it's a ridge. The only thing up here is the push-to-talk button, which I have no use for because I don't have that service. I think Singular's got it now, but I've never wanted to try to use it. I think you can use it for your... voice commands too. I've never tried it, so I don't know. come around the top edge and you've got the speaker. On the right edge, on the top right, is the power button. It looks exactly like the push-to-talk button on the other side. So if you've got the phone held in your hand straight out, my left index finger is touching the push-to-talk button or the voice command button, whatever it is, and my right hand is touching in the same exact place the power button. If I go down the power button, I see a little door. And that's all that's on the side. Now, that little door, you have to put your fingernail, slide your fingernail down, put your fingernail between the ridge and the plastic part of the phone. Slide your fingernail down the door until you see a little notch. And you'll see a notch, and I'll put it up next to the microphone. There it comes. That little metal door pops open, and now we have the compact flash slot, or in this case, the mini memory card slot, reduced dual voltage memory card slot. To get the memory card out, you have to stick your fingernail in the memory card slot, push in on the memory card, just like you would, you know, the little PCMCIA cards on your laptops where you push the little thing in and out? That's what you do here, except you're actually pushing in on the memory card. I just took the memory card out. The memory card has a beveled edge. That means part of it's been cut away. You put that, when you want to put it in the phone, I've got the phone pointed in the same direction with the speaker pointed away from me and with the pop port toward me. Hold your memory card so that the beveled edge is facing to the left and toward you. In other words, it's the bottom left corner would be the beveled edge. That's how you put it into the phone. And the right edge of this little memory card feels sort of jagged on top. So that's how you can tell. You slide it into the phone. It slides in. And you notice it won't go all the way. It sort of bounces. Whoop, whoop, whoop when you press it. I'm not going to make that noise again. So again, you press it in and you have to use your fingernail or something sharp. Be careful, but press it in. And it's in there firmly. Close the door. It's a little metal door, and it's in there. That's where you put talks and other programs that you want to use. Reduced memory. I don't get it. Why don't you just use a standard memory card? You know, reduced memory, frankly, is non-standard, and it's ridiculous. But that's what they chose to use. And it does come with an adapter, so you can turn it into a memory card, you know, full-fledged MMC card. Now, let's go back to the phone. On the phone itself, we have two more things we need to talk about. On the bottom of the phone, you know, on top is the screen and the buttons. On the bottom is the camera. And if you feel up above, just below the speaker, there is, just above the battery compartment on the bottom, there is a little groove type place where you put your finger and push down. Okay, I'm holding the phone now so that the speaker is up in the air and the pop port is pointed down toward my keyboard. The top is facing me, the top surface of the phone is now facing me. It's the front of the phone. On the back of the phone is away from me. I've got my thumb on the speaker, or my index finger rather, on the speaker. If you slide it down the back, you'll see this little groove. Push down on that. Hold the phone in both fingers, thumb and forefinger, and push down. And the little thing slides down. Don't touch the little opening. I mean, you can touch the sides of it, but that's the camera lens. And keep your fingers off that, because that will leave prints. So please don't be, you know, touching that, because that's dangerous. That's like touching the underside of a CD. Not good. How many times have you ever touched the underside of a CD? I can't count the times I have, but anyway, it's not good. To get the thing back, you either press it back with a little groove, or you do like I do, you slide your finger down to the bottom and go, yeah, just push up on it. The battery. Okay, the battery's directly below the camera. Slide your hand all the way down the back till you get to the little groove, the little button that you push. You got to use your fingernail and pull it. And press down, and there we go. There's the battery, right in front of us for us to look at. Okay. Holding the phone in the same way. To get the battery out, I just put my thumbnail or finger between the bottom of the phone. Well, actually, we do it from the... What's the best way? Oh, there's a little spot. Feel down on the left side of the back of the phone. In other words, the same side of the phone that has the push-to-talk button. Follow the back of the phone down. You'll see a little crack for your finger. I now have the battery out. Now, down here we have, which I'm not going to remove this, we have the SIM card. And it's in a little slot. You know, you push it to... I'm holding the phone in the same direction. You press it to the left, and it sort of opens up like a little door, and the memory card's in there. The memory card, the best way to do this is to lay the phone down on the table with the speaker facing left, and feel to the right till you feel a little compartment. It has a little notch on it. Actually, the whole thing moves. Use your fingernail and push it to the top toward the side that has the push-to-talk on it. That has your memory card. That opens it up. Now, just flip the phone over. Whee! So that the, you know, just flip it. And the little thing pops open like it's on a hinge. The memory card you can then take out. This is the SIM card. I'm sorry, not the memory card. SIM card. You take it out, and the beveled edge is at the top right-hand corner as it lays in the phone, you know, as it lays in the little compartment. Make sure it's in the compartment with the right corner, top corner, being the beveled edge. Slide it back in, and use your fingernail. You'll see when you get the phone that there are two little things you can slide your fingernail into and shut this compartment and make sure that it's firmly closed. Now, we got to put the battery back in. Put the battery back in. You feel on the end of the battery for some little grooves, little bevels. Bevels. I don't want to use the word bevel. That's if you cut it off. Little notches. Feel around in the inside of the battery compartment and on the... If you're holding the phone up in the level that we were holding it in, with the front facing you, the back away, speaker above, pop port below... On the back, top left-hand side, I'm sorry, bottom left-hand side, this is on the back, this is in the battery compartment. If you turn the phone around so that the back is facing you, it's the bottom right-hand side. So whichever way, I can't obviously please everybody. You want to match that up to the battery. And the battery's also got a little sticker on it that goes in the top left-hand. So you drop the battery in left side first. And, whoops, let's see, what's the best way? There's a best way to do this. Put it in with the bottom in first. Put the battery in with the bottom tilted up, put the bottom down first, and then press it into the back. Now you just take the back of the phone, slide it on. It goes nearly all the way up the phone before it slides into place. Push the bottom of the back against the phone, and there you go. And that won't come out again until you press the button. Excellent. Well, that's the overview of the phone. Now we still have the front of the phone to look at. I told you that the speaker and the screen were on the top two-thirds. On the bottom third is the keypad. Starting in the left-hand corner, we have a longish button, which is the send button. Use that to send or to initiate a transfer, which that is send. So anyway, that's an aberration, but okay. Below that is a not so long, well, let me see. It's about the same length, maybe just a hair shorter, but almost the same length. It's the button on the bottom left-hand side of the phone. This is on the front now. This is not on the actual ridge on the side. This is on the front. Part of the phone is the menu key. To the right of the send key is soft key 1, which you can program. To the right of that is your 5-way navigation key. It's a little squarish key, rounded squarish key, if that makes sense. It goes up down, left, right, and in the center. And it's easy to press that in the center. It just press your thumb or your finger into it, into the little concave surface, and press. Be very careful not to press, you know, the front or back or left or right. It doesn't have a joystick. That's the best we get, the navigation key. To the right of that is soft key 2. It's a little squarish button, just like soft key 1 was. To the right of that are three buttons. Now these are a little harder. The longest button is the end key, and it looks very similar to the send key on the left side. Send on the left, end on the right. Now, where the menu is on the left, you have two little keys, short keys, and they're hard to see if you've got non-sensitive fingers. But the first one is clear, and the second is edit, which is talks, or the key used in mobile speak. We'll talk about that in just a second, because I started talking about talks earlier and got lost on the phone. I hate when podcasters do that. But when you're teaching a podcast, you have to cover everything. And so forgive me for getting off on a subject and completing it before I go back. I do apologize for that, and we'll do a better job of organizing. But the point is, I don't believe in writing scripts and reading from them. I do this as is. That's a complete description of the phone. Below all of those buttons, by the way, are your number pad, and I don't have to tell you about that. I'm assuming you know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, hash, or pound. It's called hash in New Zealand, or hash in England, or hash in Australia. I don't know. Hash. That's where we'd say it down south. Hash. Okay. Hash key, pound key, number key. Whatever it is, I'll call it the number sign. Now the 5 is interesting. The numbers are beveled. In other words, 1, 2, and 3 are a little taller than 4, 5, and 6. 4, 5, and 6 are a little taller than 4, 7, 8, and 9. 7, 8, and 9 are a little taller than star, 0, and number. And I say taller, I mean they're tilted. Tilted just a bit. Okay, so 5 has two dots on it. So you stick your finger between the dots. Or you can stick your finger on one of those dots. It doesn't matter. It has two little dots on it. That's how you know where the 5 is. Right in the middle of those two dots. Okay, well, that's a description of the phone. Now, let's talk about options for the phone. You can run Talks from Nuance.com. Or you can run MobileSpeak from MobileSpeak.com. They're from Code Factory. Both are excellent products. I find that Talks has everything I need. MobileSpeak seems to have far better customer support than Talks, although I still think Talks is the better product for me. And let me emphasize the for me there. I'm not going to sit here and tell you which one's the best. I'm sick of people doing that. Jaws is better than WindEyes. WindEyes is better than Jaws. No. You think Jaws is better because it does better for you and your situation, but I bet you wouldn't think that if you were using another program. So, in this podcast, we're going to focus equally on the two as much as we can. I don't have MobileSpeak installed, so I can't really focus on it, but I'll tell you as much about it as I can because I have used it. I did use a demo when I had my 6600. MobileSpeak comes from Code Factory in Spain, and it's just totally really cool, and they got great tech support. Talks comes from Nuance, who is the producers of ScanSoft and Dragon and everything else. It's too big, but that's Nuance. I think they do Dragon. Anyway, they do ScanSoft. So naturally, you're going to have the Eloquence voices and the RealSpeak voices, or you may hear it pronounced RealSpeak. It's RealSpeak, but the RealSpeak voices, I think, are available, and I think that's Jane and Jennifer and who all, I don't know, because I don't use RealSpeak, so please don't hold me to any of that. I just know it's available for an extra charge. You can purchase Talks. Talks and MobileSpeak run about the same price. You can go up to the websites for pricing information. I'm not going to give incorrect information on this podcast, and I don't know the prices. I'm assuming less than $300. I've heard that Tox Standard is 225 and Tox Premium is 300. I don't know that for a fact. Mobile Speak, I think, is 295. You can get that through Optilec in the USA, by the way. Go up there and give Optilec your business. And Tox you can get through Beyond Sight. And I'm sure Jim Meisner would appreciate that plug. So you can check their websites out too, beyondsight.com, I think it is, and optilec.com. Don't know how to spell Optilec, OPTELEC.com. I'll try to put those in the show notes for you up on my live journal. Anyhow, that's the two options you have. The programs work equally well for equally different tasks. In other words, MobileSpeak is a great program. It has its own programs, like it has its own MP3 player, its own color identifier, its own whatever. I don't know. But you can't use them with anything but MobileSpeak. And that's fine. That's their philosophy. If you're going to buy our programs, you need to buy our screen reader. Nothing at all wrong with that. Excellent customer support. I've had nothing but good luck with that. They also allow Eloquence and several other speech. I think they offer Babbel. And it's horrible, for English at least. For Russian users, they offer a synthesizer, and I can't remember what it is now. It was on the tip of my tongue, and it's gone. But they do offer Russian speech. Oh, Sacrament speech for Russian. So they got some good languages. Tox has got languages, different languages as well. I don't know if they've got as many, but they've got different languages. Eloquence is available, as is DeckTalk. Phonics DeckTalk is available for MobileSpeak, and it works beautifully. I've used it, except you get that weird DeckTalk speech that they've changed. It sounds goofy, but anyway, Eloquence is available on both products. Tox, virtually no customer support, I'm sorry. So you need to know what you're doing, or need to have, you know, read the manual. they've got a great list. We've got a great list at TalksUsers.com. Talks@TalksUsers.com, I think, is the list. Or go up to TalkUsers.com and subscribe. They got a good list, good people on it, and they'll steer you in the right direction, but you rarely ever hear from the Tox people themselves. MobileSpeak, you hear from them every day. Three or four people from Code Factory and three or four people from Optilec monitor that list. So once again, to each his own. If I had it to do all over again, I would probably buy Tox again, simply because it works with, it just seems to work better in some ways for what I use it for. And it actually supported the 6682 before MobileSpeak. So I would have been out of luck. And it is fair to mention that as of a couple of weeks ago, MobileSpeak has fixed the issues. In other words, they have come out with version 1.1.122, I think it is, and now works with the 6682 and the N70. Excuse me. I don't like coughing on a podcast. So that's an overview of Tox and MobileSpeak. I'm not going to go into the how to do it, how to get it, how to... You know, that the focus of this podcast is to demonstrate, you know, the 6682. I might show you a couple of keystrokes and all, but I can't go get MobileSpeak and put it on this computer. Let's talk about three different licenses that you can get with both products. You can download them from their respective websites and install them on your phone, and it will be a 10-minute license, and you'll have to reboot your phone at the end. You can also request a 30-day demo from each vendor. I know with Tox you can do it directly on your phone via SMS. I don't know if MobileSpeak has implemented that yet. I think you have to email them to get your license. That's fine. It doesn't matter. You just get your license quicker with Tox. But MobileSpeak makes up for it with their customer service, quick customer service responses, at least in my experience. Let's be fair to both products. Okay, and obviously you have the full license, which you pay the money and you download it and you enter the number on your phone. It's tied to the phone's serial number, so you don't actually own the product. The phone does. That's why you can't replace talks or mobile speak when you get a new phone. You have to pay an upgrade fee to get your license transferred to the new phone, or just outright buy a new version, which is probably what I'm going to end up doing. I don't see any sense in paying almost the same thing just to get a license transferred when all I want to do is get a new version. So, who knows? That having been said, let me answer a question that's often asked by new users. You can run both screen readers on the same phone. Whichever one you have active when you turn the phone on is the one that'll be on when you turn the phone back on. In other words, if you have mobile speak running and you turn the phone off, turn the phone back on, mobile speak will be running. So that's up to you what you start and stop. Now, Talks does not have the programs that we were talking about with mobile speak that work only with Talks. Talks has third-party programs from other vendors that they work well with, and you can use those with mobile speak as well, if you so choose. That's an overview of Talks and mobile speak as best as I can present it. Let's load the phone here. Let's turn the power on. And I do that by holding the phone, like I told you, and pressing the right button on the top, holding it down for about 3 seconds, and letting go. And let's wait just a moment. We should hear a sound. Just a second. And the wait continues. We'll get a sound in a minute. Yeah, that's the welcome song. And now you hear the
singular Mo02/13/2006.
You heard the GSM network connect me to Singular, and it said Singular Mo for Monday, 02/12/2006. That's what time it is. I'm going to move this away because GSM interferes. To install your screen reader on your phone, what you have to do is you have to install. I'm moving this away from the microphone so that I don't interfere. You have to install PC Suite on your phone. And PC Suite does come with your 6682, and this is only going to concern the 6682. I'm not speaking for any phone other than the 6682. If you want that in a podcast, you need to request it, and I can do it for the 6600, although I don't see any need because the 6600 is an older phone and is pretty much going, you know, under the new ones. But if you have one, you can do the same thing with it, except you've got another option called infrared. We don't have that. The connectivity on this phone is infrared. Back up. The connectivity on this phone is Bluetooth and USB through the POP port. But what you do is you hook your phone up to PC Suite using USB. That's the simplest version. Because Bluetooth, you'd have to have a sighted person to help you turn Bluetooth on. You'd have to pair the device, and that can take a little while, and you're going to have help because each Bluetooth system is very different. I use Bluetooth by HP because it's built in my laptop, which I've had for about 4 days now, or five, something like that, 4 days. Anyway, it's just totally cool. I had to go through some tricky avenues to get Bluetooth up and going, but that's okay. That's just part of Bluetooth. It's a pain in the Bluetooth. Oh, I don't know why anybody would want Bluetooth anyway instead of white teeth, but anyway, who cares about that? That's enough sarcasm. Bluetooth is awesome. Short range wireless is what Bluetooth is, and it works just fine. Install PC Suite. It is a pain installing the program. Let me tell you now. Let me see if I can help you. You need to, when you get the CD, it's going to have a flash thing, and it'll say Nokia install. Just get out of that. You know, that's auto run. Just get out of that. On the Nokia CD itself, You need to open Windows Explorer on the drive. You need to, or my computer. You need to go down to software, I think it is. Hit enter on that and go down to PC Suite and hit enter there. So it's three directories deep. It's in the third directory in. So the file you want is PC Suite whatever.exe. I think it's the only one there. If it didn't, find that file and run it. When you do that, it'll just install PC Suite and it'll tell you it's doing this and that. Don't plug your phone up yet. At the end, you'll get a message about, you know, hooking your phone up and connecting it. The little Get Connected wizard will pop up. Plug your phone up via USB and let it connect. You know, help it connect and see your phone. And once you've done that, you will never need PC Suite again unless you want to do certain things, such as syncing and stuff like that. For basic file transfer, Nokia creates an item under your Windows Explorer called phone browser. It's on the same level as, you know, like you have My Computer, Control Panel, Shared Documents. Well, you're going to have a Nokia browser, Nokia phone browser now. And when you get into this, you'll see the phone memory and you'll see the card memory for your memory card. And the Nokia does come with a 64 meg reduced memory multimedia card. Reduced MMC dual voltage card. So that's how PC Suite works. Now, when you get the programs, either Tox or MobileSpeak, you'll download zip files. Within the zip files, there'll be a .sys file, S-Y-S for system. You have to run this file, and Nokia automatically, in your registry, sets itself up to run sys files of that type. It's called a Nokia installation file. Works fine, but when you go to install MobileSpeak or Tox, which you always need to install your speech first. Install your speech first and your screen reader next. Now that's for Tox. I'm not sure for MobileSpeak. I don't know how MobileSpeak works. They said something about a talking install or this and that. There may only be one file for MobileSpeak. I don't know this. I'm not privy to that information because I haven't downloaded MobileSpeak in so long. Guess we could go download it while I'm talking to you, couldn't we? But I don't want to put a 10-minute demo on here. And I don't have sighted help. That leads me to my next thing. On your phone, when you install it via USB, it will come up and say you need to finish the installation on the phone. Well, you have a couple of options. You can memorize the next key clicks, which you hit your soft key. It'll say this program has not passed Windows logo testing. What program has? You click the left soft key, which is always yes. The right one is always no. You click yes. It'll come up and ask you, do you really want to install Tox? Yes. Or MobileSpeak? Yes. Then it'll ask you, where do you want to put it? Phone memory or the card memory? The phone memory is always the default in my experience, so you use your down arrow. Select card memory. Hit yes. Wait just a few minutes, and it'll say it has been installed successfully. And you wait a few more minutes and it'll come up speaking. That's the best I can describe it to you. You're going to have to do it to get the gist of it, really. But that's the best I can describe to you. Now, I'm not sure if MobileSpeak has the same keystrokes or not. As I said, I have not. This is the part of the podcast that's going to be purely talks related. And I would certainly welcome MobileSpeak, somebody to do a MobileSpeak podcast, because I don't have MobileSpeak, and I think I've been fair up to this point to both products, but from here on out, it's going to be only talks, because I'm only speaking from experience. I have learned from some very good lawyers that speculation should not be engaged in, so I can't speculate about MobileSpeak. Anything I say from now on regards talks, and that installation procedure regards talks. And if somebody, you know, if Code Factory want to donate me a 30-day license, which I'm sure Edward would, if they want to give me a 30-day license, I'll gladly do a podcast on MobileSpeak. Plenty of people have. I think on main menu. I know Larry Lewis did one, and several people have done podcasts on or not podcasts, but main menus on talks. But I would be glad to do a mobile speak podcast for you. I just don't have it installed at the present time. So if enough people want it, and enough people can write Code Factory and tell them you want this to be demonstrated, I would be glad to do it. I am presenting an accessible phones seminar at our next Birmingham chapter American Council of the Blind meeting in February, which is this Saturday. So if you're in the Alabama area and want to come to the Birmingham chapter, I am the first vice president, so give one of us a call and send us an email or something, or get in touch with somebody you know, or we'd be glad to assist you, because I am going to talk about the three options available today to talking phone users. When I say three options, I'm referring to the Symbian series, the Oasis 2200C by CapitalElectronics.com, which I have no idea. I'm going to have to learn about it probably the night before I present my seminar. And the LG series from Verizon, and I think other companies actually use those by LG Electronics or LG whatever, LG 4500, LG 4650, LG 4750, LG 50, whatever. Good little phones if you want basic access, and a lot of people do. A lot of people don't have time for all this technical stuff, and that's great. That's the phone for you. Okay, so that having been said, and having absolved myself of any mobile speak errors, because I don't have mobile speak, I'm going to demonstrate a couple of things with talks here. This phone does have a speakerphone, and to access that speakerphone, once you've got the call engaged, you press the right soft key. That'll access the speakerphone. So speakerphone works really nice. I could probably demonstrate that, but I won't, because it would take up just useless podcast space. You can use speech on a call. All you have to do is do a talks clear, short clear, and that's mute no. That works on a call. By default, mute is off on a call, and there's no way to change that. That's just the way it is. Mute is always no when you make a call, and that's a good thing. You don't want talks blaring out while you're trying to talk to somebody unless you want it to. So it respects that. Okay, the keys on the front of the phone exempting the number pad. In other words, the two soft keys and the five-way navigation key are all customizable. You can make them do all sorts of different things. For instance, my left key is my music player. This does play MP3s, and you can do MP3 ringtones on this phone. So that's really neat. That's about all I can demonstrate for you on this podcast without knowing which direction you want me to go in next. I would be glad to do a podcast on just talks. I'd be glad to do one on just mobile speak. I would be glad to do one on the Oasis pod phone has already been demonstrated, as has LG. So we're just going to wait and see where you want this to go. Special thanks to Jamie Pauls for this request. I hope I've done you justice, friend. I hope this is sort of what you wanted, and I am willing to go further and do more. So please email me at Jack, that's J-A-C-K, Jack728 at gmail.com, Jack728 at gmail.com, with any suggestions, criticisms, or jumping up and down, or I hate your podcast, or go fly a kite in the March wind, or whatever you want to email me. But be nice. Yeah, even if you don't like me and whatever, be nice. Don't be mean. There's no reason for rudeness. And there's a lot of rude people out there in the world today. But there's no need for that nonsense. Okay, well, that's enough ranting and raving about the phone and all that good stuff. One more thing I will say. Once you get the USB going and once you get the screen reader installed, Bluetooth is a cinch. Use your PC suite, connect Bluetooth up. Works great. Phone's awesome. No problems whatsoever with that. And there you go. So you can do Bluetooth. No infrared on this phone. So who needs it anyway? It's slow and clunky. You all have a great day. Great week. Like I said, give me an email. Give me some feedback up on the journal at jack728.livejournal.com or www.livejournal.com/users/jack728. Either one. Give me some feedback somewhere. Let me know what you need, and we'll do it because we believe in customer satisfaction on this podcast, even though we are a totally free podcast and have not started asking for donations. And, of course, if you want to donate, you know, you can, but I'm not asking for that. This is a free podcast. I don't have a toll-free service. I don't have anything like that. Anyway, have a great one. Glad to do this podcast. Hope it gets posted. I'm going to send it to Blind Cool Tech in case Larry wants to post it too. He's certainly welcome to do that. And by the way, go sign the Google Word Verification Accessibility Podcast at blindwebaccess.com. Got to get some more signatures. We're up to 3,400 and counting. So we need some more signatures. We need to get that thing up to 5,000 before Daryl sends it off. So let's see if we can't help him out. And if you know people that would sign it, whether they be blind, sighted, deaf, dumb, stupid, just get them to sign it. Help them sign it. So anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll be back on the next podcast.